Consumer spending is still the primary engine behind that growth. And with a preview of the Christmas season, here's USA Radio's John Clemens.
Matthew Shea of the National Retail Federation says consumers are in good financial shape, and retailers expect a strong Christmas season.
We're forecasting that 2019 holiday retail sales are going to grow between 3.8% and 4.2% compared to 2018. That works out to something in the range of approximately $27 billion to $730 billion for the season.
The National Retail Federation also expects online and other non-store sales to increase between 11 to 14% this Christmas. That's up to $166.9 billion. With USA Radio Network, I'm John Clemens.
And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Hello, this is Nicole Smith, host of Happy to Help. Would you like to discover the secret to happiness? I talk to volunteers, executive directors, fundraisers, and authors about how nonprofit engagement enriches their lives. We thrive when we have a sense of purpose in our lives. Philanthropy is the new community. Tune in to Happy to Help every Wednesday at 10 a.m. to discover how to find your purpose and live well by doing good.
And the weather forecast for the Hunterdon County area begins today with sunny skies, a high near 66, north winds between 11 and 15 miles per hour with gusts as high as 25 miles per hour. Tonight, clear with a low around 40, north winds between 5 and 8 miles per hour. On Saturday, we have sunny skies and a high near 62. Northeasterly winds will be around 6 miles per hour, becoming easterly in the afternoon. Saturday night, partly cloudy skies with a low around 46. Southeast winds around 5 miles per hour, becoming calmer in the evening. Sunday, a slight chance of showers after 2 p.m., mostly cloudy skies and a high near 72. South winds will be between 3 and 8 miles per hour, and the chance of precipitation is 20%. Sunday night, a chance of showers mainly after 8 p.m., mostly cloudy skies, and a low around 61. The chance of precipitation is 30%. Start your work week on Monday with showers, likely and mainly before or after 2 p.m., mostly cloudy, with a high near 75. The chance of precipitation is 60%. The showers will continue into the night with mostly cloudy skies, a low around 51, and the chance of precipitation is 71%.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org.
Good morning. You are listening to Hands Across Hunterdon, Hunterdon Helpline's radio show here every Friday morning between 10 and 11 on the Hunterdon County radio station, the voice of business. I'm Susan Lax, host of the show and executive director of Hunterdon Helpline, your first call for help for 50 years, and we are definitely celebrating. Any challenge, any need, 24/7, 365 days of the year, all you have to do is call 908-782-4357. That's 908-782-4357. And I'm especially excited for this show because I have one of my dearest friends and colleagues on, Janine Gorman from the Flemington Area Food Pantry. Welcome.
Thank you very much. Thanks for inviting us.
Good. To have you here because you've got so many incredible things to say to us today. And with her is Karen Holmes, who is the Food Pantry's Empty Bowl Chair, and that's one of the most exciting events and fundraisers in Hunterdon County. Isn't that right, Karen?
It is exciting.
It's great. It really is great. Everybody looks forward to it every year, and it really supports an organization that is also huge in our county. So a lot of people, Janine, Karen, think about the food pantry. There are several throughout the county. Oftentimes, they mix it up with Norwest CAP. There's a difference there. So why don't we start with explaining Flemington Food Pantry, what you guys have done for years, and, I mean, the unbelievable trajectory in terms of improving services and reaching those who are in need of food, who have food insecurity, et cetera. So take it away.
Yeah, absolutely. So the Flemington Area Pantry has been around since 1982, and we currently serve about 1,200 Hunterdon County residents, our community members, and that's about 2,800 people. We right now have about an increase of 15% over last year, and that's in total visits. And for our seniors, there was an increase of 52% from last year. So this is really troubling for us, and certainly it helps drive what programs and services we have to offer seniors.
Well, with the seniors, let's put it out there right now. I'm not surprised. Obviously, Helpline works with the seniors. But it is the fastest growing population in our county. Yeah. It's not because of the baby boomers. I was at Go Hunterdon's annual breakfast, and the representative from AARP said a 10-year-old today has more than a 50% chance of reaching 100. So really, we are aging because we are living. And so I'm not surprised by that 52%, also because you guys are really putting the word out there.
Yeah. And we know that there's not one person who walks into a pantry and wants to be there. Because if they had a choice, they'd be shopping at ShopRite and Walmart and all the other stores that are around. So especially for our seniors who, you know, have lived here forever and have supported our kids through schools here and everything. So for them to be in a position where they actually need help and assistance is really a tough thing. So we're always thinking about them.
But we also found in our efforts to reach seniors that they might need a different approach. For one thing, we're open four mornings a week from 9 to 11:30, Monday through Thursday. But we can serve 80 families in that time period. So that is a boisterous lobby of people waiting to get their food. For a senior, that might be an overwhelming situation. So we did create an afternoon for them, for just seniors to come in, have lunch at the pantry, have a quieter venue, and get more personal attention. And then trying to provide products that are specific to seniors' health and well-being and personal care. So I think that has helped us in reaching out, finding out what would make it possible and comfortable for them to come to the pantry.
Well, they also experience barriers such as transportation, and obviously, if they're coming at the most crowded time to get on that link, to even get in their cars with other people around, it truly is a better environment. And it's a social environment because now they're hanging out with, you know, their peers.
Yeah.
and having a good time. And congregate meals are fantastic because who likes to eat alone? How many times have you gone to a restaurant and seen somebody sitting at that table for one? Come on.
Right.
And if they are, their head's in a book, just
yeah.
Or their cell phone nowadays. But so having a special time, that is very important, very commendable.
And we love them. I mean, one of the, actually, our standard or regulars is a teacher of mine. From years ago. Now, she's a lot shorter than I remember. Because I think we were a lot shorter then. But she's amazing. We love her. And
you were looking up to her in so many different ways.
Exactly.
Jimmy. Not just the physical aspect, but she was probably your role model, your icon.
She was one of my favorite teachers ever. And here she is in a situation. But good for her, because she's living on her own and she's doing great. And she missed last month. So I was really nervous about her, and we ended up calling and finding out that she, you know, she's in rehab right now, but, you know, we worry about everyone when they don't show up.
But you said something important, good for her. And if we leave here today with any message for people out there, is there's no stigma attached to this, that these dollars, these resources that all of the nonprofits in our area offer are supported by tax dollars that you all put into at some point in your life. this is payback. You should be proud and knowing that this exists because of folks like you, and not hesitate to access these resources.
I think that's a really important statement, and what we would encourage is that people let us know what the needs are. We were approached about 18 months ago from a HUD-supported community where the people there felt fragile, and driving down Route 31 from the north end of this county to Flemington was a daunting task, and they didn't access the food pantry, which they wanted to and were qualified for, because that was such a daunting task. And taking the link, such an important thing, but the link can take an hour and a half to get here and back, given the routes from Hampton, New Jersey, down to here. So our seniors are vulnerable. They cannot necessarily ride for an hour and a half, wait for an hour to get their food, and ride home for an hour and a half. But what helped us was that someone reached out to us so that we could create a pop-up pantry at their place of residence so that they did not have to drive. Our efforts to try to meet people's needs are we're ready to go. What we need is the information that, yes, I need help, but I don't know if I can participate in the way you're set up. I think we're trying to find ways to get food to people based on all the needs that are created when you are food insecure.
Absolutely. You know, the vulnerable populations that we all serve come with various barriers. That's why we call them our vulnerable populations. Transportation, obviously, physical barriers, mental health barriers, etc.
And they're working. They're working really hard.
Yes, absolutely. And they're visible, and sometimes they get ignored. So having these pop-ups is fantastic. I know that we've talked about it in other areas as well. How do we bring the resources directly to the person so that we can, in fact, eliminate those barriers? But we're going to come back, because you mentioned the word they're eligible. Eligibility, that's a biggie. I think there's fallacies surrounding that. And so after this break, we will talk about whether or not you can access the food pantry. Who can, who does, and who should be.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Hello, this is Nicole Smith, host of Happy to Help. Would you like to discover the secret to happiness? I talk to volunteers, executive directors, fundraisers, and authors about how nonprofit engagement enriches their lives. We thrive when we have a sense of purpose in our lives. Philanthropy is the new community. Tune in to Happy to Help every Wednesday at 10 a.m. to discover how to find your purpose and live well by doing good.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR-DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org.
When it matters most, our award-winning team of emergency physicians and nurses provides sophisticated care 24 hours a day. Superior emergency care at a moment's notice. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care.
And we are back with Hands Across Hunterdon, Hunterdon Helplines Radio Show. Friday mornings between 10 and 11, I'm Susan Lax, the host of the show. And if you're just tuning in, we've got the Flemington Area Food Pantry folks, Janine Gorman, who's executive director, and Karen Holmes, who is the Empty Bowl Chair, an incredible fundraising event. So stay tuned for more information about how you can participate in that. We have been talking about the food pantry, the different services they provide, the different demographics they provide, including our growing population of seniors. And we started to talk about the stigma of entering any food pantry and who's there and why would I go there and my neighbor might see me going and so forth. How do you circumvent those negative feelings?
Let's talk about how you could come to the pantry so that you know what you're walking into. We have a private registration desk where we sit down and take in your name and basic information so that we can know what your food needs and your nutritional needs are, as well as the size of your family. This is confidential information, and during that time we talk about what they might need in addition to what we have, what other services might be available in the county, how we can support them. They're given a list of a menu to shop from that's not just dry goods and shelf goods, but includes meats and dairy and eggs and vegetables, fresh vegetables. I think once people walk in the door and realize the warmth there, the deep concern for them, the sense that there but for the grace of God go I, that they are comfortable. We don't have people leaving our roles. It's just getting people to realize that it is a safe, confidential, caring place to come.
There was one guy who said that he drove by the pantry 2 days in a row and just trying to build up the nerve to get in. And he was like, yeah, well, once I walked in, it's really not that bad. And it's not. It's bright. It's cheery. There are about 30 volunteers a day who really are the most caring people that I've met. And it's an amazing place. So there's nothing but support for anyone who comes in. And everyone is part of a family. A lot of our volunteers have been there for years. They see the same people every 2 weeks because anyone can come to the pantry for 2 weeks in a month. And they see them for years, and they know about them, they know about their families, and they know about their struggles. So we're in it together.
Well, I spent 3 hours sitting there one day doing some research. And in addition to the warm and caring atmosphere that you feel, and you truly feel it from the volunteers and so forth, it is definitely a social environment. And, you know, people know each other, people talk, the kids come, they play with each other, people are on their laptop, their phones, etc. I remember sitting there when two seniors were playing a game on their cell phone, and it was just, it was incredible. I feel as though that poor man who drove around and drove around could have found friends, you know, as soon as he walks in. And quite frankly, Karen, what you said there, but for the grace, is true. And suddenly you see people, oh, you're here too. And this is a warm, inviting place. And most importantly, for people's health, we can't live without food. I mean, I'm not saying anything, you know, crazy or weird or what have you. But food scarcity is an issue that leads to other issues, leads to physical and mental health issues, leads to the fact that you're robbing yourself of food in order to pay your rent if you have a financial crisis going out. So this is something, again, I cannot say it enough, to encourage people, encourage friends, encourage yourself. This is part of what we have come together to provide each other, not those people, not this demographic group or what have you, but really so that our village is well taken care of. The food pantry, the Flemington Food Pantry, by the by, is located at 154 Route 31 North in Flemington, right behind the Walmart. Any other landmarks or access points?
Yeah, we share a parking lot with Walmart. People do actually have trouble finding our building sometimes, but we do share a parking lot with Walmart.
It's right in the back of Walmart. Mm-hmm. If you just keep going straight to Walmart and go behind it, you see it. It's a beautiful new building. How old is it now?
It's about 6 years old.
Mm-hmm.
And actually, we rent it from the township. So the township, you know, provided it for us because they recognize the importance of having such a facility and a service.
Absolutely. So tell us again, we talked before the break about eligibility. Do I qualify? How can I access food? Is there a certain income? Also, let's also talk about, because there are other food pantries, people say, well, I live in Clinton, I guess I can't go down to Flemington. Let's dispel some of those myths, if you will.
Well, the Flemington Area Food Pantry services all of Hunterdon County, and we also provide a list of the other pantries that are in the county, because we're open, you know, Monday through Thursday from 9 to 11:30, every other Wednesday night, Saturday morning. Most of our clients are working many hours, and if those hours don't match their work schedule, I want you to go wherever you need to go in order to get the food that you need. And we also know that, based on the USDA nutritional plate and our shopping list, that when you leave the pantry, you leave with enough food for breakfast, lunch, dinner for your entire family for at least 3 days. And that's with produce and everything, and the meats and everything else. So, you know, if you can come to the pantry twice a month, that's 3 times 2, 6. There's 30 days in the month. You know, do what you need to do in order to make sure that you have the food you need, and that you can save the money you might otherwise spend on food and pay your credit cards, pay your utilities, pay your rent, pay
exactly.
your medical costs.
Exactly. We at Hunterdon Helpline, when someone calls, for instance, one of the biggest requests we have is utility assistance. And I always say, we're going to rob Peter to pay Paul here. You have access to food you don't have to pay for, so that you can, in fact, have the funds for that utility bill. Very, very, very important. But you said something interesting. Some of these people are working several jobs. They're working Saturday. They can't get to your pantry. Working, huh?
Yeah. Yes, I think
let's dispel that myth right
let's
now.
Let's do some myth-busting
exactly.
about who is coming to the pantry. Signing people into the pantry, you learn their stories. Most people come in a bit of a state of shock that they find themselves in need. You have a woman whose brother dies of an overdose, and she is the caregiver not only now to her 3 children, but his 4 children. Suddenly, she has 7 children to care for and quits her job, obviously, to do that. Their income is cut in half, and she qualifies with 7 children for access to the food pantry. We've been with this family for a long time, and now all the children are in school. We celebrate the changes in their life with them. But I think she represents a profile that we don't even think about. One of the qualifying conditions in our pantry, along with low income, is disaster relief. People don't realize that they're eligible to come for as short a period of time as they want. Perhaps seasonal work has run out. Perhaps you have had a flood in your house. Perhaps there's been a protracted illness which has caused a financial strain. Signing up for the food pantry isn't a for the rest of my life situation. It's there as a temporary measure as well as support for long term for people. And that's something that we may not know. There's another area of concern for the children in our community who are receiving free and reduced lunches. Those families are eligible, but I don't think we're getting all those families. Families have an idea that if they get one service, that's probably all they should get, where they will say to us at registration, but I already get WIC, so I didn't think I should come. You're eligible for the food pantry if you receive WIC. You're eligible for the food pantry if you are on Medicaid. Any government support program creates eligibility for the pantry because it's based on income.
So, and the income level is 185% of the national poverty levels. So if you look at that, what is it for a family of one? Is it like 14? Go ahead.
Well, for the 185% for a single person, it's $23,000 a year. Now, a few years ago, one of the studies here in the county was that it cost $28,000 a year. You had to earn $28,000 to live in this county. So $23,000 is considered the 185% of that, that rate. But I think people are surprised that a family of four can be bringing in $33,000 a year and qualify for the pantry.
And they're employed by some of our biggest employers in the county.
And let's face it, we know that a living wage is different than minimum wage. And how many jobs, we know that the freeholders are trying very, very hard to bring economic development here to support our workforce, not just to use our workforce. And so that minimum wage, we know that the governor signed into effect, but of course a lot of the jobs that are helping people are at the bottom of that scale. So again, when we talk about people are working and accessing the food pantry, it's because they don't make a living wage and they cannot provide for their families. And again, when you're looking at not just food, but rent, utility assistance, et cetera, et cetera. In 2012, the Bloomberg News put out a report, because of course it was recession time, and talked about the executives who had lost their job and actually zeroed in on Hunterdon County and the people who were going to the food pantry driving BMWs and other wonderful cars because they had lost their $200,000 a year job, because they lost their McMansions, because suddenly that job was no longer in the forecast for them. That BMW may have been paid for outright at one point. We don't give up our transportation. But it was a very interesting report on how the top echelon, if you will, suddenly found themselves in a food scarcity situation, found that they couldn't pay their mortgage, let alone their rent, had downsized. We at Hunterdon Helpline, who house the homeless, have so many folks, males in particular, over 60, who went through that and have absolutely nothing, and also suffered divorce because of it, etc. So we can't put a face on the person who goes to the food pantry. It's all of us.
It's funny, a friend had someone come visit her at the pantry, and when she walked in, I didn't recognize her, so I said, oh, are you here? Do you want to get a number? And she was like a little insulted that I thought that maybe she was there for services when she was actually just visiting her friend. And I was like, but you look like our people, you look like everyone looks the same here.
Right.
And that's the most
important
thing.
There's no type.
Right. And I always
tell... There's no stereotype. There's no type. There's no one person who, in their lifetime, whether they access the food pantry or not, who do you know who has had a glorious life without a down and all ups, right?
Right.
But the normal course of events can make you vulnerable. The death of a spouse.
Medical care,
the cost of medical care.
Absolutely.
Elimination of a job.
Yep. Protracted illnesses. A severe car crash. There are just all sorts of disasters that affect you that bring you to a place of insecurity.
Absolutely.
Domestic violence. Anyone who is working with Safe and Hunterdon automatically qualifies for the pantry because we want to be able to help the victims in any way we can.
Absolutely. That you don't know what will happen in your lifetime. You can only hope that you keep your job. You can only hope that you can pay your bills. And again, I don't care if you're on the executive level. It only takes one trigger, one catastrophe, to wipe all of that away. And so when we help people, we need to know that we're helping ourselves. We're keeping something alive that we all know someone who will access it at any given time. I do want to give the phone number. We have to take a break. But if you want to access or ask information, 908-788-5568. That's 908-788-5568. Again, it's at 154 Route 31 North, located behind the Walmart in Flemington. And believe me, if you do travel the link, look at the routes, because it stops there. It's easy. You don't have to be hesitant in any way. And if you do have questions, again, 908-788-5568. And we'll be right back after these messages.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Many analysts say the just-released government jobs report is more evidence the U.S. economy is slowing. Non-farm employers added 136,000 jobs last month compared to the around 145,000 analysts had forecast. And September's number is below the revised total of 168,000 new jobs in August. And analyst Daniel DiMartino Booth, who's CEO at Quill Intelligence, says the fact that the August number was revised downward is very telling.
We've had five straight months of negative revisions. One of the first things that I was taught at the Fed was three consecutive months of negative revisions signals an inflection point in the cycle. Six this morning. This is not a trend. This is a fact at this point.
She was speaking on CNBC. The unemployment rate, though, fell 0.2% to a 50-year low of 3.5%. And this is USA Radio News.
Got an old car? You can donate it, whether it's running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation and save a life. They'll even come and pick it up for free. The United Breast Cancer Foundation has saved hundreds of women's lives through their free or low-cost breast screen exams. But now they need your help. The United Breast Cancer Foundation wants to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And donating your old car, SUV, or truck, whether it's running or not, helps pay for them. Plus, you get a charitable tax deduction. Help the United Breast Cancer Foundation save lives by donating your old car, SUV, or truck. Call now for free pickup. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. Call right now. That number again is 800-280-2144.
The weather forecast for the Huntington County area. Sunny skies today with a high near 66. North winds between 11 and 15 miles per hour. Gusts as high as 25 miles per hour. Tonight clear with a low around 40 and north winds between 5 and 8 miles per hour. Saturday sunny skies, a high near 62. Northeast winds around 6 miles per hour becoming easterly in the afternoon. Saturday partly cloudy with a low around 46. Southeasterly winds around 5 miles per hour becoming calmer in the evening. On Sunday we have a slight chance of showers after 2 p.m. with mostly cloudy skies and a high near 72. The chance of precipitation is 20%. Sunday night, a chance of showers mainly after 8 p.m., mostly cloudy skies, a low around 61, and the chance of precipitation is 30%. Monday, showers are likely mainly after 2 p.m., with mostly cloudy skies and a high near 75. The chance of precipitation is 60%. Welcome back to Hands Across Huntington, Huntington Helplines Radio Show here on the Huntington County Chamber of Commerce Internet Radio Station, the voice of business. Huntington Helpline, your first call for help for any need, any challenge, 24/7, 365 days of the year, including every holiday. Why? Because we are there for you to provide you access to not only our resources, but to the resources of every other organization, both locally, regionally, state, and federally. Your first assist call for help includes basic human needs, shelter, mental health, senior family and youth services, employment, emergency, suicide prevention, compassionate listening. We provide programs for seniors such as telephone reassurance and friendly visitor, a work connectivity program, and literacy services for both the basic English native English speaker and an ESL student, and they are adults, and it is a barrier-free program. How to access Huntington Helpline, 908-782-4357. That's 908-782-4357. Or you can look at us on the internet at www.helplinehc.org. That's helplinehc, all one word, .org. And we're so fortunate today because Helpline works with so many different organizations, and certainly the Flemington Area Food Pantry is one of them. We have Janine Gorman, who is Executive Director, if you're just tuning in, along with Karen Holmes, who is an empty bowl chair. And we're going to be hearing about that fundraiser, so stay tuned. I'm whetting your appetite, people, because the Empty Bowl is just an amazing program. It's fun. It's easy, and you get to support the Flemington
Food getting hungry.
Pantry. Really, absolutely. And so that's what I say. We're going to whet their appetite and have them stay tuned. So we've been talking about the people who access the food pantry, talking about eligibility, et cetera. You have, and I'm jealous, an unbelievable amount of volunteers that come and give in so many different ways. Tell us a little bit about that. And also, what does the Flemington Food Pantry need? Where do you get your food from? And I know that you have organizations, again, we mentioned Norwest Cap, which supplies food to different food pantries, but you have your own personal needs. You're your own village. So let's talk about your volunteers. What do you need? Do you need more volunteers? Do you need more folks contributing food, dollars, you name it?
So we have about 220 volunteers right now, and they do anything from working within the pantry during a shift opening, or else there, we rescue food every day from ShopRite, Wawa, Stop and Shop, Aldi's, Basil Bandwagon, BJ's, Costco. And then we also pick up from farms like America's Grow Row, Rolling Harvest, Two Barn Farm, and that whole rescuing food that is in excess.
I love that expression, rescuing food, meaning this is good food and it's sitting there just waiting for somebody to eat it.
And it gets thrown out. If not for us, it gets thrown out.
Terrible.
So for us, I think it finishes the food cycle.
Mm-hmm.
And it's good food. And then, you know, if it does go bad when it's with us, we give it to farmers. So it just goes around and around.
It is good food.
Yeah.
And I'm a foodie myself, and a Chopped Food Network fanatic.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
This is not ugly food. They're always having the show, you know, the ugly tomato that's still good to eat or whatever. This food is not food that no one else wants.
Right.
This is real, nutritious, beautiful fruits and vegetables, and you probably need more.
Absolutely.
Given your statistics.
There is no way that we can ever have enough produce, certainly.
Mm-hmm.
So if anybody ever said, how can I help? Certainly, give us what you have extra in your garden, or offer to help pick up at a local farm. We could always use that kind of help. That would be great. We also our volunteers probably give about 31,000 hours a year in terms of what they donate to the pantry. So Karen, who's sitting here, says the empty bowl chair, she's been with the pantry for 9 years.
Wow.
She just shows up every week for 9 years as a volunteer. To me, it is just amazing.
Thank you.
And there's one guy who says when we have a day off for a holiday, everyone will say, oh, I'll have a good day off. And he says, I have a bad day off. I would much rather be at the pantry volunteering. So it is very funny. But what do we need? Well, we have many needs because, as we said, we have a significant increase in visits. This year we anticipate to go over 10,000 visits for the year. And in order to do that, and in order to make sure that we're providing food based on the USDA nutritional plate that's nutritious, et cetera, we just need more. What's the best way to donate? You know, listen, certainly money. But we always have on our website, we always have suggested donations. And with that, it's a list of maybe 10 things. And what that allows us to do is to focus the donations in a certain direction so that eliminates our need to purchase that. Because people are actually surprised that we purchased about $130,000 in food a year. And we need to do that. Because, again, you can say, well, I got a bottle of ketchup and a bottle of mustard. But if you're preparing a shopping list, you need a bulk amount in order to make it work. You need to say, I have pasta sauce. You need to say, I have garbanzo beans. So all that is, you know, really requires us to purchase about $130,000. So certainly, you know, giving based on the suggested donation list is fabulous for us. And Karen?
So you might see on that donation list, which is on our website and it's posted every month, you might see diapers and people go, what? That is not a food item. But when you go and price what a box of diapers, disposable diapers is, it is a bag of groceries. And we're trying to help families who are making the decision to buy the diaper over food because the diaper is required. And going hungry for a day is something that the family has gotten used to. So you'll see items on there that are personal health and family support items as well to keep the money in the client's pocket to be able to buy the food that they need. When we talk about produce, one of the things that has started on volunteers for anything, there's always a volunteer willing to try something else. And we created a community garden this year which produced 200 pounds?
Over 200 pounds harvested to date.
So we package them. We pick and package them and put a label on it, you know, grown for you by the Flemington Food Pantry. And it's a group of volunteers that put it in. It's community people donating the equipment needed to create the garden. So when you think about volunteering, it doesn't have to be every Monday from 9 to 11:30. We could use a volunteer who would just like to do this one thing that would just expand our services. So there's every time someone says, well, here's what I do, we try to take advantage of what that person can offer the pantry and expand our options.
I just wanted to say with the community garden, because it's important, and it would not be created without the help of Lowe's, the Lowe's Heroes program, without the Northfield Bank Foundation, without the Master Gardeners of Hunterdon County, who are an amazing resource, just with their expertise, and also they help provide, and they taught me a new word called trugs. So trugs are waist-high garden units. So you can, you know, you're gardening without having to go down to,
my,
you know,
son Reno. Built me a trug.
Oh, trugs are, everyone should have a trug.
Really?
And we put all of our herbs in the trugs, and it really is amazing. And I also just wanted to point out, Karen had mentioned the personal products. The one thing that people don't realize is that people might get SNAP or food stamps, but none of that can be used for any personal products. So when the kids come through, I say, you know, think about all the products you use in the morning to make you feel human. Your shampoo, your conditioner, your detergent, your body wash, like all this stuff. And you can't get any of that on food stamps. You can't get detergent. You can't get toilet paper. So we make sure we always have enough toilet paper and detergent. And really, isn't that the least that we can do?
Well, it also it addresses another issue, too. And again, some of our clients at Helpline who call and need a job. And they keep saying, well, when I can buy a new outfit, when I can take a shower, I don't want to go on that job interview, I don't look good, my hair is a mess, I need a haircut, and nobody's going to hire me. These are things that, as you said, when we get up in the morning, what do we do? If we took an inventory of what our morning is like before we go to work, and the products that we use to make ourselves presentable to be at work and to be welcomed by our supervisors and by our colleagues. These are items that, and I like the way you put it, Janine, start our day for the rest of the day. And I'm sorry, but if I didn't have shampoo, you know, and you know all, and most people know in Hunterdon County I wear hats, so it's easy for me. But seriously, these are items that not only are important to our everyday existence, but important to keeping that job, important to our trajectory towards success and sustainability. And I think that if we started to look inward at the things we take for granted every day that we have, and also the self-esteem, I mean, because, you know, who was it on Saturday Night Live that said, when you look good, you feel good, and you project...
you look marvelous.
There you go. So these are truly important things. We are, human beings are a package, you know. We just don't eat. We work. We interact with other people. When you bring up diapers, I have four kids. Believe me, I know the cost of diapers, particularly when four kids are in them at the same time.
Oh, my goodness.
So let's talk about something even more frivolous, like a birthday bag, where you have that's another way. We started off this conversation about how you can volunteer and you're not able to commit to a weekly schedule. We have birthday bags for all the children who are on our client list from the ages of 3 to 12.
And it really does allow our parents to be able to provide a nice celebration for the kids. There's a little toy in there. There's some celebration materials. There's
and that's self-esteem for the kid and for the parent.
And the kids love coming and picking out their own birthday bag.
I'm sure. Well, we have to take a break. We could go on and on and on. And we still haven't gotten to, Karen...
The empty bowl.
So we're going to be right back because you definitely want to participate in this incredible fundraiser, lots of fun, and also supporting one of the best organizations around. We'll be right back after these messages.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
Hello, this is Nicole Smith, host of Happy to Help. Would you like to discover the secret to happiness? I talk to volunteers, executive directors, fundraisers, and authors about how nonprofit engagement enriches their lives. We thrive when we have a sense of purpose in our lives. Philanthropy is the new community. Tune in to Happy to Help every Wednesday at 10 a.m. to discover how to find your purpose and live well by doing good.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
This is Georgine Trinkle. I want to invite you to listen to Hunt and Hunterdon every Monday from 4 to 5 p.m. You'll be treated to discussions on hot topics every week. Hunt and Hunterdon provides a more in-depth look at issues that are happening right now. You can catch the show live and call in on what matters to you. Make sure to download the podcast to catch up on all our hot topics.
And you're back with Hands Across Hunterdon. I'm Susan Lax with Hunterdon Helpline, the host of the show, and we have been talking and having a great time about a very serious topic, and that's food scarcity with the Flemington Area Food Pantry folks, Janine Gorman, who is executive director, and Karen Holmes, who is the chair of the Empty Bowl fundraiser, which supports the Flemington Food Pantry. And I'm so happy that you're on, but we could talk on and on and on about the different programs and services, the way you do things, the way that you improve things. You know, as long as the pantry has been in Flemington, we're seeing inroads to address modern times, modern dilemmas, etc. And one of those ways, Karen, is...
The empty bowl.
There you go.
But just to step back, think about the pantry starting, the food pantry itself started in the Flemington United Methodist Church across the street from the Chamber of Commerce in the basement with a bag of canned goods being handed out in 1982. And now we're in a beautiful one-story facility with walk-in refrigerators and freezers. So things take time to build over time into this situation that we have. The empty bowl started the same way. You start to serve. Potters come together in the county and make bowls, and the pantry volunteers were cooking soup and serving the soup in these bowls to the community for a small fee so that they could have a lunch, come together in honor of what the work is at the pantry, and then go home with a bowl empty that represents hunger in the community. Now, we didn't invent this. This is an international movement, the empty bowl. It started in the early 1990s in the Midwest in an effort to raise money for a food pantry. And so that is what we do. We are raising money by creating a pop-up restaurant. It's now grown to be housed at St. Magdalene's Catholic Church on Mine Street, 105 Mine Street. It will be November 8th this year, Friday, November 8th. It runs from 11 to 2:30. And we are no longer cooking our soup. We have gone completely gourmet, and I think that's the reason why we've been able to grow in the number of people who want to show up. The restaurants this year that are cooking our soup is our long-time supporter, Metropolitan Seafood Company in Lebanon, Matt's Red Rooster Grill, Love and Oven in Frenchtown, Dockside Market and Grill, a long-time supporter, ShopRite of Flemington's Kitchen, Basil Bandwagon Natural Market, Chive and Thyme Catering and Cafe, and Teresa's Cafe. I think the quality of the soup that we now are serving has created a real excitement about showing up in participating. And along with the soup and the beautifully handcrafted bowl, we're serving salad and rolls and dessert and coffee.
It truly is an amazing event. Just think that you get a bowl created by an artist, soup created by a food artist, and all for the price of
$30.
That's amazing.
It is amazing.
And all of that goes to the food pantry because the artists donate, correct?
The artists are donating, and making and donating over 500 bowls a year, along with a table of sale items that the potters run themselves, and whatever is sold that day is also donated to us. So it is our single fundraiser for the year. And it comes at a really critical time because we are going into holiday season. In 3 weeks, it's Thanksgiving, followed by Christmas. And one of the things that we try to do is from the empty bowl. Yeah, one of the things we're trying to do is to provide the ingredients for a holiday meal for every one of our families.
Which is so important. But I also want to say, because we have so limited time, people gather around at holiday times, and this is important. We talked about self-esteem. We talked about what we want, birthday bags, etc. Every family is the same. We want to have a holiday. We want to be able to give birthday items, holiday items, it's and gifts, etc., to our kids. But just one last thing, if you can, because it's just something that I firmly believe in. People forget about the summer when the kids are home from school and aren't, as Janine had pointed out, receiving lunch and breakfast at school. And so ask the folks to remember you during summertime as well.
So it's a really simple formula that we all know about: free and reduced lunches in our community. So there are over 1,100 children in the county that are eligible for those lunches. And that means that during the summer months, that hot meal is not available to those children. So that's 10 weeks times 5 days.
Weeks.
So that is 50 lunches that are going out the the door, and the family has to step up and purchase that. That is the food insecurity that we are talking about. So we try to provide bags of food that are in addition to the regular twice-a-month pickup that are called summer hunger bags, trying to buffer that loss of a meal at the school.
And last year, all of those 500 bags were put together by the Reddington Athletic Club. So it was all the kids in middle school, in Reddington Middle School, who put it all together in, I think, 2 hours. It was really an amazing endeavor.
When you think about all the ways that you can volunteer, that is one of them.
That is great. So the Empty Bowl supports all these programs year-round, not just year-round. I can say summer, winter, spring, and fall. Karen, we have to leave, but I want to know, how does somebody participate? If you need volunteers to serve, how does somebody send in their $25 so that they can buy a ticket? Go for it.
We have a takeout menu. You email the pantry for purchasing of tickets. You can email to...
You can go onto our website and purchase tickets. You can also come into
website
the pantry.
Website is?
The website is www.flemingtonfoodpantry.org.
Very easy. Say it again.
www.flemingtonfoodpantry.org.
There you go. Excellent. So... guys, thank you for being on. Again, I'm going to give you the phone number for the Flemington Food Pantry for any question, whether it's about the fundraising, volunteering, or accessing programs and services, 908-788-5568. I also ask that if you are listening, you might not be in need of the food pantry. Look to your right and look to your left, because you know somebody who does, and please give them this information. Again, 908-788-5568. Karen, Janine, come on back. This was a pleasure.
Now, thank you so much for inviting
us. Thank you very much for having us.
And thank you for everything Helpline does.
Thank you.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The U.S. Supreme Court announced it will hear arguments in an abortion case concerning a Louisiana law that places restrictions on that procedure. The law requires any doctor performing an abortion to have admitting privileges at a nearby hospital and requires abortions be performed at hospital-like facilities with expensive equipment close at hand in case something goes wrong. It's similar to a Texas law that the court struck down 3 years ago in a 5-3 ruling, but that came down after the death of Justice Antonin Scalia, and the deciding vote was cast by since-retired Justice Anthony Kennedy. The current court has two new justices in Neil Gorsuch and Brett Kavanaugh, so a different ruling is possible. A U.S. envoy is reportedly talking with the Taliban in Pakistan. It's the first known contact between the two sides since President Trump called off such talks last month. And this is USA Radio News.
This report is sponsored by Bank of America. For millions of students across America, school is back in session. From high school hallways to college campuses, now that the first semester is in full swing, it's important to check in with your kids to ensure they're developing money management skills that will stick with them for life. April Schneider, Bank of America.
This time of year can be a whirlwind for students, but it's also a prime time to talk with them about developing key financial habits like budgeting and saving. At Bank of America, we're committed to helping students succeed by providing them with educational tools like better money habits and best-in-class products like the Advantage Safe Balance Banking Account.
Bank of America's Advantage Safe Balance Banking account allows students to bank without the worry of overdraft fees and was one of the main reasons that Bank of America was named Best Bank for College Students by Money Magazine. For more, visit bankofamerica.com. That's bankofamerica.com.
The government releasing a jobs report for September. The number of jobs created, not as much as analysts were expecting, but the unemployment rate is now at a historic low. Here's more from USA Radio's John Clements.
The jobless rate of 3.5% during September reflects the unemployment rate at its lowest in 50 years. Eleni Karageorge is with the Bureau of Labor Statistics.
Total non-farm payroll employment rose by 136,000.
There were also revisions during the previous 2 months, as August rose sharply from 130,000 to 168,000, while the rate for July also increased for a net gain of 45,000.
An end to the General Motors strike may be in sight as people close to the negotiations say reps from GM and the UAW are narrowing gaps between their positions.